Is that good?
All right, we can hear Lindy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah. Yes, good, thank you.
Well, thank you, Lindy, so much for being willing to be up here and have a go.
Yep.
So I'm going to ask some questions, and if we've got time, Lindy said she's open to others asking questions. So we'll start with looking back over all you've learnt or done or observed, what feels worth carrying with you now?
Right now, I'm letting that part of the Bible where it says, love your neighbour as yourself. And that was in the reading. Thank you, John. I think now is a time for me to be... It feels a bit funny over there. Sorry. It feels like a time to be gentle to me, to listen to God, to be a child of God. I think it's a time for listening to God. The word that has come to mind quite frequently recently is listening to God, and also the word encouragement. I think I have tried to be an encourager to people, and I think at the moment I'm trying to encourage myself. And I love that word encouragement, because if you know any French, the bit in the middle, cœur, encourageable, whatever, means heart. And I want to continue to carry that outlook. I want to... carry the things that are light, but I know there'll be things that are not light. Most of you would know about my diagnosis that I got earlier in the year for Alzheimer's. That was came as a surprise, but didn't. I mean, I knew that you know, my memory was not as good as it was, but you know, when you hit the late 50s or 60s, that's not unusual. But in some ways, having a diagnosis was scary, and in other ways, it was really good and freeing, because I knew that that was part of me now, not the whole part, but part of me. that's all at the moment.
Okay. Would you like to say something about what God is like for you in this space at the moment?
God is very much with me. I think there have been some moments where I've thought, God, where are you? What are you doing? you know, why me? That kind of thing. But that hasn't been a loud voice, which I'm grateful for, because I think that would make the journey harder. So what was the question?
What's God like?
Yeah. Sometimes I forget about God. I'm not someone who readily thinks, that God is with me. God is with me. But then sometimes I feel the tap on the shoulder, and that's God. The gentle, loving, insightful, parent, good parent-like person. And the fact that I'm in a space that I don't enjoy, God, I know that God is with me. That is something that I'm, really hold. I think I've probably a few times in the last, however long it's been, nearly a year before I had my, when I had my diagnosis, there have been times when I've said, God, what do you think you're doing? And but God is with me. It's as simple as that, I think.
What does the road ahead look like, and how are you preparing for it?
Well, it's very much step by step. That song comes into my mind so often. I think when I got the diagnosis of Alzheimer's, I didn't suddenly run out and think, oh, now what am I going to, how am I going to do my life now? What plans should I make? I know that it's a progressive illness, but I don't know how quickly it's going to progress. And, often I just, feel very normal, and then there's the wonky days. So, so I'm not looking long term. Having said that, Mark and I have done some nice things together. Nat and I have as well. Nat and I went with little Taylor to Sydney a few weeks ago. Sydney is a place with lots and lots of memories for me. It's also a very busy city, but I wouldn't want to live there. But my dad worked there at CSIRO for a number of years in the 50s, early 50s. And I've been back at various times for visits, and just really enjoying doing things like walking down the street where my dad grew up in this tiny little semi-detached building, nine children in there and about two bedrooms, and all the stories that he used to tell me. So that was just a very lovely and special time. So, yeah, as I said, I think I'm more a one day at a time person. Though there are practical things that, you know, as my memory goes, that's going to make life more tricky. I'm already finding that one of my most favourite things to do when I don't have to do other things is reading books. And I'm beginning to sort of read half a page and then stop and think, what was that about? And so I go back, and so that's sad. That feels like a loss. But people can read me books, and there's audio books and so on. So I'm, yeah. And it is very much step by step. I'm still Lindy. And I'm taking it one day at a time, though sometimes those cheeky things creep into my mind about, but what about this? What when I can't do that? And I try and ignore that, which can be a bit tricky. But I don't want Fred, as I call him, the illness to take me over.
What matters most?
Wow. Yes, that was the tricky question. What have I written down about that? You see all this mess here? This is how I work. Mark was reading through this with me yesterday because he couldn't be here today. He was saying, well, why don't you just, you know, type it out and it'll all be very neat and right and ever. And sort of never got to that. But So I've got bits and pieces of paper here, so please just, you know, have a chat amongst yourselves. And did I do that one? I think I did. Okay, ask me the question and I'll make it up. I mean, I'll...
Is this where you want to read from?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. So what was the question?
So the question was, what matters most?
Matters most, yeah, okay.
What matters most?
Can we say
that? Yes. No. I'm not sure whether this was what I was going to answer to that, but who cares? Some of you may, and probably the older ones, have come across in your time this book called When Bad Things Happen to Good People by Harold Kushner. I remember when I was at uni, was, what was that, in the 70s? See, that's the thing. Listen to this. This is my uni number, 7202981. So but that's the nutty thing, you see. What use is that? And then, if, you know, I couldn't remember the question that Claire moved. Anyway, I do lots of laughing and, you know, and tears and whatever. But okay, so I think these are wise words. Whether they're the ones I was going to say, I don't know. Let me suggest that the bad things that happen to us in our lives do not have a meaning when they happen to us. They do not happen for any good reason which would cause us to accept them willingly. But we can give them a meaning. We can redeem these tragedies from senselessness by imposing meaning on them. The question we should be asking is not, why did this happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? That is really an unanswerable, pointless question. A better question would be, now that this has happened to me, what am I going to do about it? Or I read it also as, what am I going to do with it? It's probably a similar thing, but anyway. So maybe we'll move on, because I can't remember the other one. Yeah, sure, yes.
Would anyone like to ask Lindy a question? We've got 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll ask again to close off.
Thank you.
I'd like to say thank you for your courage in sharing with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like to say further, we would not have wanted this to happen to you for anything in the world, maybe. You have always ministered to us, and you are now ministering from a different place, which is incredibly special, so I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's probably something that I will need reminding of, and that's what I would hope for from you lovely people. I think there was something else I might want to say. But
do you know if there's anything else you want to make sure we include? See if there's anything in your notes you definitely want to include.
Okay, yes, see.
I'll ask you the question.
Yep.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? It's not like that,
isn't it, not
to have questions.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not quite sure what to do.
I have a request.
Yes.
I want to know what
Henry Nowman
does.
Oh, well, that's the end. I'm going to tell you something. So just
I can wait.
Be patient, right? Sit quietly. Yeah. Now, I just... was I going to say? This is a bit embarrassing, but I was looking at Claire's questions, and we'd talked about them, and then I was going to get in orderly fashion sort of dot point answers so that I couldn't remember. Now, this morning at about 9:10, and I'm saying to Mark, it's too late. see, I've got... This is a question... These are sort of ideas for answers to one question. This is another, but they were all in different sort of papers, pads. So Mark says, right, OK, it's too late to type them out now, so we'll just cut them out and then glue them so that... Oh, dear. Right, anyway. Sorry, so can you say what you said before? Because I'm really totally gone now. Well, so.
When you look at MHCC, what do you see?
What do I see? That's you lot. I see the growth, the blossoming, the fruit that has grown since the seeds were planted. I remember, someone else will remember, when did we become Mount Hawthorne? 1998, that's what I think I've asked that before. And for those of you who don't know, we came out of the Presbyterian Church in wherever it was, because the sticking point was... Oh, yeah, that's right, because Graham Chipps had been the minister and then he left. Did he leave? Anyway, the Presbyterian Church would not accept women elders you were a leader and an elder, yeah, and me and some...
Margaret
McKissick, yes. So if we were going to continue as how the... Presbyterians. I'll tell you a funny thing now. It later. The Presbyterians, wouldn't let us unless we didn't have women elders. Now I'm trying to remember why I said that. Oh, that's right. Thank you. So, I think what I see now is people accepting each other as we are, being connected, walking the journey together, even if it's a little journey or a big one. I just want to read... this was one of my little... I'll just tell you this quick story too, if I may, please. I'm very fortunate to have two grandchildren who make me laugh a lot. And, you know, they notice sometimes that I've gone to get something and bring something back and all of that kind of thing. And at one stage I was doing some colouring in with them, and I think all I was doing was looking for the right shade of green, but then Taylor, when she was about 3, said, "Mama, would you like me to show you how to colour? Sometimes it is a bit hard, so if you go wonky, just ask me to help. I won't mind." So, and that's kind of been my thing about when I go wonky. Just ask someone, whether they're 3 or 90-something, then... Right, OK, on renewal, and then I'll stop if I can find where I put the right thing over in here. Yeah. Oh, dear, I may have done the wrong thing here. Sorry. That was very silly. Just talk amongst yourselves, please. There are so many little pencil marks against this from when I read it years ago and again, but this bit seemed the right thing for today. The discipline of... So this is to you lot. You're a community, okay? The discipline of community makes us persons. That is, people who are sounding through to each other. The Latin word personere means sounding through. I did 1 year, I had to do first year at MLC Latin, but I didn't take in anything, but I can pronounce it. Okay, who are sounding through to each other, a truth, beauty and a love, which is greater, fuller and richer than we ourselves can grasp. In true community, we are windows, constantly offering each other new views on the mystery of God's presence in our lives. Thus, the discipline of community is a true discipline of prayer. It makes us alert to the presence of the Spirit who cries out, Abba, Father, among us, and thus prays from the centre of our common life. Community, thus, is obedience practiced together. The question is not simply, where does God lead me as an individual person who tries to do his will? More basic and more significant is the question, where does God lead us as a people? This question requires that we pay careful attention or character in this listening. Oh, sorry, thank you. Yes, that's very good, well spotted. See, she's good because the first 4 letters on this page are T-I-O-N and the T-I-O-N here, but I went backwards, you see. I did backwards, she went forward. Okay, right. This question requires that we pay careful attention to God's guidance in our life together, and that together we search for a creative response. Here we come to see how prayer and action are indeed one, because whatever we do as a community can only be an act of true obedience when it is a response to the way we have heard God's voice in our midst. Right.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say to us?
No, I don't think so. I was going to say I love you all, and then I was thinking that sounds a bit cheesy, but no. I love yous all. But that was what was going on in the back of the naughty brain. But
we all love you.
Okay, thank you. And if you, at any time, please, if you want to know, more about my journey with Alzheimer's, at this stage, I'm happy to do that. If I'm not happy, I will say so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'll probably notice me being, wonky, as Taylor says. Okay. Thank you.